We've got some really exciting news. So Greek Easter is approaching, and we've decided to offer you guys a 25% discount on the transcript for our entire first season. This transcript gathers all the valuable vocabulary, stories, and tips we share throughout our podcast, and having it by your side will help you organize and align your studies with our podcast episodes. And the best part is that it costs almost the same as an hour of Greek lessons with a private tutor.
Exactly. It only costs $29.99 now. To find the transcript, go to unlockinggreekpotential.com or look at the description of this episode.
This offer will be valid until the 5th of May, and it is just a small thank you for all your support and love you've shown us this past year. So thank you so, so much, guys.
Yassas, and welcome to episode 4 of Unlocking Greek Potential. Yes, Yuli.
Yes, Elis mou. Είσαι καλά?
Ναι, είμαι καλά. Today we are finally going to introduce the future tense.
A little bit of grammar is always necessary, what do you think?
Exactly, but we'll make it interesting.
Yeah, and as I'm always saying, grammar is the glue that put the words together. So I think it's important here and there to learn something about grammar and then implement it in the next episodes.
Yeah, and I think if we have the future as well, we can form so many more sentences.
Exactly, exactly. So the present and the future are like the most basic tenses in Greek, and then using them we can create other tenses.
Yeah, exactly. They're very important in Greek.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start. Okay, fun story. Did you guys know that the future tense originally in ancient Greek didn't exist and it was something that was added later in the language?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is something I read when I was reading the books about Greek and when I got more interested in the history of Greek and how the ancient Greeks lived. And it said that the ancient Greeks lived with this concept that time was an illusion. I think Einstein was also the person who said that time is something that we invented, but it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. What was in the past still is, and what is in the future is already possible, kind of in this way. And the ancient Greeks, therefore, didn't have a time for it, because in some other languages, in Spanish, for example, the entire verb changes, the entire conjugation of the verb changes. But in Greek, that's not possible. You have to add another word in there to form the future tense. So in this way, you can actually see that it was added later on in the language.
I think it's the same in English. In English, it's the same concept. So, for example, in Greek, we use the word θα, which is from θέλω, basically. And in English, it's the same thing. We use the word will, which means is from the word want. Like, I will, my willpower is what I want, basically.
Yes, so this is how they added the future later in Greek. You have to use the word θα, which comes from θέλω, I want. So basically, when you're talking about the future, you're talking about the fact that you want to do something. Because if you want to do something, it's always in the future.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's start with the word for future. How do you say the word future in Greek?
So funny. The word for future is so funny. So is melon.
Melon.
Yeah, like melon. like the like the fruit. And I'm always saying to my students, okay, just remember, you know, like a melon. And the word for future in Greek is melon.
I never thought about that. It's only now that I realized this.
It's so funny. So funny.
Okay.
So, το μέλλον.
Το μέλλον. Okay.
This word, it comes from the word μέλλο, which means you're about to do something, but we don't really use it anymore. We don't use it in day-to-day life. Yeah, in modern Greek, we don't use it anymore. But we use the word το μέλλον or στο μέλλον. Στο μέλλον is in the future. So something is going to happen in the future, στο μέλλον. If you want to create the future in Greek, you have to follow two steps. The first step is to add θα. And then the second step is to change slightly the ending. So some verbs, they are very simple. You just add the θα and you don't change anything. For example, the verb είμαι, I am, the verb to be. So in this case, if we want to create the future, we just use θα and the verb as it is, είμαι, θα είμαι.
Okay, θα είμαι. That's very simple.
Yeah, and it's the same for the verb κάνω. So if you want to say I will do, you just say θα κάνω. So you just add θα in the very beginning. The verb έχω, θα έχω, I will have. The verb περιμένω, περιμένω means I wait. Θα περιμένω. And the verb ξέρω, I know. I will know, it's θα ξέρω. So these five verbs, they don't change. They're very, very simple. You just add θα and then the verb as you know it.
Okay, so with these verbs, you just take the present tense and you add the word θα in front of it.
Exactly.
So you get θα είμαι, θα κάνω, θα έχω, θα περιμένω, θα ξέρω.
For the rest of the verbs of group A, we just need to follow two steps, as I mentioned before. So we add θα in the beginning, which means will, and then we slightly change the ending. So verbs that they're ending in ζω, in the future they're becoming σω. So it softens up. For example, διαβάζω, I read. If you want to create the future, you're going to add θα. And then the ending is going slightly to change from ζω to σω. Θα διαβάσω. Okay? So this applies to all the verbs ending in ζω. For example, the verb γυρίζω, to go back, to return. So what do you think? How it's going to be the future, Elise? Can you guess?
So then it's going to be θα γυρίζω. Γυρίζω means to turn.
Exactly. Θα γυρίζω. What about αρχίζω?
What does a listener think? The verb was αρχίζω. Θα αρχίσω. Αρχίζω means to start.
And what about the verb αγοράζω, to buy?
Θα αγοράσω.
Θα αγοράσω. So you see, we just add θα and then the ending changes from ζω to σω. Θα διαβάσω. Θα γυρίσω, θα αρχίσω, θα αγοράσω. Okay? So verbs that they're ending in νο, for example, the verb πληρώνω, they actually do the exact same thing. So πληρώνω, θα πληρώσω. Okay?
So πληρώνω is I pay. I will pay, θα πληρώσω.
Exactly. What about κλείνω? What do you think? How it's going to be in the future?
Θα κλείσω. It means to close.
Exactly. Right. Let's do a quick recap. So verbs ending in ζω and verbs ending in νο, in the future, they're becoming σω. Θα διαβάσω, θα πληρώσω. Okay? Now, let's move on to some more endings. So, some verbs, they are ending in φω. For example, γράφω. These verbs, instead of σω in the future, they're going to change the last two letters into ψώ. Okay? So for example, γράφω, θα γράψω. Not θα γράψω, θα γράψω. And why is this happening? This is happening because the letter phi interacts with the sigma we don't have in Greek, so. This doesn't exist. So it becomes a letter that is closer to this sound. So sounds very similar with pso. So we just say pso. And if you try to say that fast, for example, grafo, θα γράψω, pso, 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 pso. You know? Θα γράψω, so. It makes sense.
Wow, I didn't even know that. I never thought about that.
Yeah, this is how they created it. So, γράφω, θα γράψω. Okay?
Yeah, it means to write. Γράφω, θα γράψω.
Mm-hmm. And the same applies for verbs that they are ending in -vo and in -evo, because there are many verbs in Greek ending in evo, because the e and the e together, it sounds like a v sound. Evo. For example, magirevo. How it's going to be in the future, Alice? What do you think?
Magirevo, to cook. Θα μαγειρέψω.
Exactly. Θα μαγειρέψω, because it sounds like the v. Δουλεύω. We know this word also.
Θα δουλέψω.
Exactly. Θα δουλέψω. Πιστεύω. Πιστεύω means I believe.
Θα πιστέψω.
Exactly. Θα πιστέψω. So, μαγειρεύω, δουλεύω, and πιστεύω, they are ending in e, e, ypsilon, and O, and it sounds like ev, evo, okay? And what about kovo? How it's going to be in the future?
Θα κόψω, it means to cut.
That's right, exactly. Kovo, you come across this verb in cookbooks, you know, like cutting vegetables and, yeah.
It's also chopping, right? Chopping wood?
Yes, exactly. Chopping. Yeah, yeah. Kovo θα κόψω. So far we've learned that verbs ending in zo or no, they're becoming so in the future. And verbs ending in vo or fo, they're changing into so. Now we have the third category, let's say. Verbs ending in ρο or χω, okay? For example, the verb ανοίγω is happening the exact same thing. You add so at the very end, and the two letters, the letter γάμα and the letter σίγμα, they react. And they produce a new sound, and this new sound is the letter X. For example, ανοίγω, which means to open, in the future will be θα ανοίγω. Okay? Ανοίγω, θα ανοίξω. And the same rule applies for verbs ending in χω. For example, προσέχω. So, what do you think, Alice? How is going to become in the future προσέχω? Προσέχω means to be careful.
So that would be θα προσέξω.
Exactly. Θα προσέξω. And what about the verb φτιάχνω? Do you know what's the meaning of the verb φτιάχνω?
Yeah, it means to make.
Exactly. We use it in cooking as well. Φτιάχνω σαλάτα, for example.
So present tense, φτιάχνω. Future tense, θα φτιάξω.
So the good news is that the conjugation in the future will be exactly the same as in the present tense. For example, θα διαβάσω, θα διαβάσεις, θα διαβάσει, θα διαβάσουμε, θα διαβάσετε, θα διαβάσουν. So it's basically the same.
That's great, mm-hmm. because it's like that for all the verbs
yeah.
that we've had.
Mm-hmm. We can try to form some sentences using the future.
Exactly. Give me a sentence in English and I will translate it to Greek.
Okay, so I will read a book tomorrow. What about that? How can we say it in Greek?
I will leave a little pause. So I will read a book tomorrow. Θα διαβάσω ένα βιβλίο αύριο. Θα διαβάσω ένα βιβλίο αύριο.
I will work at the office next week.
Θα δουλέψω στο γραφείο την επόμενη εβδομάδα. Θα δουλέψω στο γραφείο την επόμενη εβδομάδα.
That's right. Let's change the person now. Let's use she. She will work at the office next week.
Θα δουλέψει στο γραφείο την επόμενη εβδομάδα. So instead of θα δουλέψω, I say θα δουλέψει, and it refers to she. Θα δουλέψει στο γραφείο την επόμενη εβδομάδα.
How can we say we will wait here?
We will wait
We,
here.
yeah.
Θα περιμένουμε εδώ. Θα περιμένουμε εδώ.
Yeah, that's right. Θα περιμένουμε εδώ. Let's try a question now. So, do you have the answer soon?
So the word for answer, if you're looking for that, is απάντηση. Θα έχεις την απάντηση σύντομα.
Σωστά. Θα έχεις την απάντηση σύντομα. Θα έχεις την απάντηση σύντομα. This is a question. Because before I said it like an affirmative sentence. So yeah, θα έχεις την απάντηση σύντομα. How can we say my brother will cook food?
Ο αδελφός μου θα μαγειρέψει φαγητό. Ο αδελφός μου θα μαγειρέψει φαγητό.
Σωστά. Ο αδελφός μου θα μαγειρέψει φαγητό. And let's do two more, yeah? How can we say I will pay the bill?
Θα πληρώσω τον λογαριασμό. Θα πληρώσω τον λογαριασμό.
And the last one, we will go to Greece in a month.
So keep in mind, we will go. So it's θα πάμε στην Ελλάδα. Σε ένα μήνα. Θα πάμε στην Ελλάδα σε ένα μήνα.
Exactly. Τέλεια. Τέλεια. Μπράβο. If you want to form a negative sentence, you have to put the word then before θα. For example, if you want to say, I will read a book tomorrow, you would say, θα διαβάσω ένα βιβλίο αύριο. But if you want to turn this sentence into a negative sentence and say, I will not read a book tomorrow, then you're going to use the word the before θα. So you're going to say, δε θα διαβάσω ένα βιβλίο αύριο. I will not read a book tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, that was the episode for today. I hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys liked to form sentences in Greek like this. In the next episode, we're gonna do a part two of the future tense, and we're gonna introduce the second form of the future tense, but we're all gonna wrap this up with a fun story in the future that Yuli's gonna write. So stick with us, don't go anywhere, and we will see you in the next episode.
Φιλάκια, γεια σας!
Γεια σας!